This is probably the first time in probably at least 30 years that puffins are known to have landed on the calf. The species used to breed here in smallish numbers, but it last bred here in 1997. So it's probably the first time since then that we've actually seen them on the calf.
What efforts have been undertaken in that time to attract the species back? Of course, we've seen the fake puffin sat there, which has been pecked at by the real thing. Are those there to attract them?
Yeah, that was the idea. So back in 2012, Manx Natural Heritage started an eradication program to try and clear the calf of long tails. That was principally because of the Manx shearwater that had recolonized the calf. And that has been successful, and the numbers of Manx shearwaters have increased over the last decade to now to around about 600-700 pairs. But in 2016, Manx Wildlife Trust decided to run a project to try and encourage the puffins to return. It's likely that the long tails will have had a detrimental effect to the puffins like they did for the Manx shearwaters. And so since 2016, with some sponsorship from the Manx Ornithological Society, they placed the fake puffins at a couple of locations on the calf. And those have been put out every year since, except for last year when obviously COVID prevented us from being on the island during the first part of the season.
Is this the typical time of year that you'd see these birds?
Yeah, we would normally expect to see them sort of early May and perhaps arriving here a little bit later than perhaps elsewhere in the UK. But that, you know, that's probably an effect of just being a little bit further north in some of the populations around Wales. And also because we've got relatively small numbers. So but we've seen birds here, certainly for the last 7 to 10 days, we've had sort of regular sightings of up to 8 puffins at 2 locations on the calf. It was very pleasing to see those pictures, and hopefully there'll be further developments over the next few weeks.